1938.
Well, good morning. Actually, it's not a good morning when I can hear myself. Dan, can you remove the echo from my ear? There we go. Thank you. Wouldn't be pretty if I hear myself and I have to talk to you, because I would sound like I'd been out having too many cocktails last night in Washington, D.C. And in fact, I wasn't doing that. I was hard at work on your behalf and the North Dakota Broadcasters Association here in Washington, D.C., where we are gathered for annual convention. There's a lot of folks flying in from all over for all kinds of different interests. I've seen barley growers here. I've seen potato growers here. I've seen the good folks from Fargo and Cass County and Moorhead and Clay County out here. We're going to talk with them a little bit about their efforts on behalf of permanent flood protection. And who else am I running? Well, Prairie Public was out here. It's amazing, especially when you're going to the congressional offices, you end up running into a lot of North Dakotans. And so we're in Washington, D.C. today with our special broadcast. We're going to talk with Penny Nance, president of the Concerned Women for America, on a number of issues that have been in the news that they're fighting for. We're going to talk with a retired Marine with the Concerned Veterans for America. Jesse Jane Duff will be here to talk about two things. One, an outrageous story about backlogs at the VA, and also about proposed cuts to the military by the Obama administration. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us on the program today. We're going to chat with a guest from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. They're out here. There's more North Dakotans as well, our sponsor today for our special broadcast. And then, of course, it's Wednesday, so that means Talk Radio Town Hall time. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour and take your calls. If you have questions for Congressman Cramer and can't wait, you can get those in now at 855-200-1776. Mark, the Freedom Board, who hosts the afternoon edition of the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5, he'll join me today in the questioning and also give us a little bit of an update on the sports and the weather and some things that are happening in the news as well. Good morning to you, Mark.
Well, hello. How is the weather out yonder?
It's snowing out here in D.C., and, of course, it freaks everybody out, from cab drivers to hotel valets and bellmen and everything else. But us hardy North Dakotans, it doesn't matter one whit. Not a big deal at all. We're used to this. But we do get blamed for bringing the weather, as I'm sure our guests have. But let me bring these folks in here. Fargo City Commissioner Tim Mahoney is here. Tim, how are you doing?
Good, very good. Beautiful weather. That's above zero.
Have we got Dr. Mahoney?
But it's been really nice coming out here and visiting with the different group that we're meeting with.
Yeah, no kidding. And have you been blamed for bringing the snow yet, Dr. Mahoney?
They blamed us for bringing the Christmas time snow. It was a nice, light snow. Senator Klobuchar thought we had brought that into her.
Daryl Vanio is here as well. And Daryl, of course, is on the Cass County Commission. Daryl, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. Good morning.
Good. And then, Dr. Mahoney, do you have Pat Zavarol with you there?
Yeah, he's in it. We're in this room getting ready for our next hearing. Yep.
Got it. Okay. So I just want to make sure you guys weren't on different lines. Okay. So quite a historic meeting, actually, where you had Senators Hoeven, Heitkamp, Franken. I'm not sure if Senator Klobuchar was there, but Congressman Peterson was there. Congressman Cramer was there. And, you know, the Cass County folks, the Fargo folks, the Moorhead folks, all in one meeting, and I'm kind of curious from both your perspectives. Daryl, I'll start with you. How'd the meeting go? What do you feel like you accomplished?
Well, to begin with, all of them were there. Yes, Senator Klobuchar was there as well. I think that's a sign that there's tremendous interest on both sides of the river for flood protection with regard to how the meeting went. I think a lot of good things were accomplished. We spent, at least an hour, I think, before people started leaving for other commitments. But we had some positive things, I think, came from it. There's always ups and downs, depending upon who you're talking to. Some folks felt that the word bill might be difficult to get through, but I think, by and large, what we were hearing is that it will happen. It's just a question of when. And then, of course, we get into the issue of authorization that goes along with that, and then appropriation. And everyone, you know, is kind of, that's the tough part, is the funding for construction startups and things like that. I think what we heard from a number of the senators was that if we fail to get anything in the president's budget, that they feel that the best shot is through appropriations to Congress for dollars, not only for PED, planning, engineering, design, but also for construction. So by and large, large, it also gave us an opportunity. They keep hearing, you know, the concerns of the upstream folks, and that's certainly understandable. And so they asked some questions about that as well in terms of what we're doing for mitigation. So it gave us an opportunity to bring them up to date on things that we are doing for the folks in terms of easements and insurance and things like that. All in all, I was pleased with the meeting.
Dr. Mahoney, how about you?
It was a good meeting. I agree with Commissioner Vanio. We went through a variety of things. Congressman Kramer said today they're going to vote on the flood insurance issue that's going to affect many of our people. So that was good to hear that they're going to try to delay that or delay the implementation of that, which would decrease the flood insurance people have. We're very pleased that the water bill sounds like that will go through in the next couple months. They feel like they'll kind of get that done in March or late or early April. So we're very pleased about that.
In chatting with some of the members of the congressional delegation after it, it sounds like they are hearing more and more from folks that are in upstream or downstream impact areas that are concerned. Dr. Mahoney, is that anything new as far as you're concerned? And is the fact that the members of the congressional delegation are hearing more of that threaten the project in any way?
Well, they're hearing that, and Darrell Vanio addressed some of the issues that we did actually meet with many of those people and are showing what impact it actually has on their location. And I think people are a little surprised about that. We'll continue to try to meet with them. There's many areas that we have changed the project and the plan just to compromise and give some credence to some of the issues they need. So we have moved a variety of things in hearing these people, protection for Oxbow and how we're going to do that as well. And the things that we've done in the project have been modified secondary to listening to people and trying to make changes that help out everybody. We've got it down to 60 structures, basically. We went and started at 4,500 structures were affected. Now we're down to 60, and that's really the lowest we've ever had this project down to.
Darrell, how about from your perspective on the upstream and downstream impacts? It seemed to me that I was hearing more concern from our congressional members than I have about that previously, that they're saying that, you know, this is something that, in their view, is something that needs to be addressed. And I know that it isn't as though you haven't addressed it, but as though it's getting maybe a little more attention than it had previously.
Yeah, certainly. We spent a great deal of time on that, and I think particularly Congressman Peterson was raising issues of concern for landowners and that type of thing. He made some comments I think are kind of similar to the situation we're in right now. He referred to the North Ottawa project, a retention project south on the Minnesota side. And he claimed that, you know what, once the project was done, the people that were most opposed to it throughout the whole time that before construction, when the project was done and after watching it operate for a few years, the farmers that were most in opposition to it are now big supporters of that and believe that more should be done along those lines. And my comment to that was similar. I think that once we get through the efforts that we're taking on right now with mitigation, and once the people realize that this is not something that they're going to be left in a negative situation, that once the project is operational and we've taken care of the mitigation efforts and all of that, I think years down the road they will see it as a benefit. And that's exactly what Colin Peterson indicated that the folks around the North Ottawa project experienced. So I know that there's a lot of concerns and questions, and rightfully so, but we are working through those, and I really believe that we will treat people fairly, and once we get going with construction and there's a realization that this is reality, I think that things will work out. I think we're doing something. To hurt anyone, we're really trying to use this as an opportunity, an obligation to plan for generations to come for what is right for the metro area.
Only about a minute left here, but I am curious as to where we go from here, what you hope to leave with Dr. Mahoney, what, next steps, next critical points for this this permanent flood protection plan would be what?
Well, we'd like the water bill to give us the authorization, which we hope will go through this spring, and we've updated them on what's happening in our area, and I think we're very pleased to have both congressional delegations of both states in one room and give them an update. It's very unusual, and we were told by many of the aides that that's unusual that you get all those people in the same room visiting and figuring out the best options for our community.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, pretty historic. You literally got both senators, both sides of the river, got both your congressional representatives and Cass Moorhead and Fargo officials all sitting down. Daryl, just about a half a minute left. What, from your perspective, worries you most? What's next?
Well, our next meeting here is with OMB, and of course, funding is certainly a big concern. It's our hope that we can get movement towards something in the budget for finishing up design, the planning, engineering design, and then have dollars for construction. So that's our purpose here, is to state our case. Sometimes we run up against projects that are for navigation purposes, and those bring in jobs and economic growth.
Absolutely. This one's protecting future economic damage. Keep fighting, gentlemen. Appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinton. We're live in Washington, D.C. today. I want to thank our sponsor, by the way, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, for making this broadcast possible. Live up on Capitol Hill today and again tomorrow for our final broadcast. And by the way, credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. Credit unions are different. Unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions return their earnings back to their members here at home in the form of lower rates and reduced fees. Credit unions know their members and have an appreciation for what makes local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. If you're a credit union member, you already know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, ask, you can go online, smarterchoice.org, smarterchoice.org, and find out which Dakota credit union can show you the advantage of credit membership. And we thank our good friends from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Thanks also, by the way, to Fargo City Commissioner Tim Mahoney and Cass County Commissioner Daryl Vanuel. Just had an email from a listener saying, ask those Fargo guests how much money they're getting from local developers to flood out neighborhoods to the south. I know you won't ask it. Actually, I'm asking it. I just didn't do it for the guests because I actually just saw it. But that's a ridiculous assertion. Look, I think what Fargo City Commissioners want and all, what Cass County Commissioners want and all, what the Moorhead folks want, the Clay County folks, is permanent flood protection. All right? And you can debate, do we do this plan or that plan until you're blue in the face, until you have more economic damage, or you can pick a plan and go with it. And never are you going to find a plan that everybody's going to be happy about. And look, I have concern for landowners. I think they need to mitigate it. I think we're down to 60 homes now, so this is getting better. I think you need to take the concerns of the folks, to the south and to the north very real, and they seem to be. Doing that. They're not blowing it off. But ultimately, you can't use concerns and objections to stop the plan dead in its tracks. There needs to be permanent flood protection. If you get further and further away from these major flood events like 2009 and 2010, and you forget the amount of damage that this does. So, all right, our next guest is the president of Concerned Women for America, Penny Nance. And Penny is a great voice of common sense and reason in our country. We see her regularly on Fox News Channel. They have a great organization in North Dakota that Yana Murdahl is in charge of, and they're just doing so many wonderful things. We wanted to catch up with Penny while we were in Washington, D.C. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. I'm freezing, but I feel like it's wrong to complain to you, right?
You can't. It's just not impossible. We get blamed for this weather, whether, the cab drivers find out we're from North Dakota. Oh, yeah, great. You brought the snow.
It's like 30 here, and us little southern, hothouse flowers don't quite know how to deal with it. But, we're waiting for spring.
No kidding. I hear you. Well, I saw you on Fox News Channel the other morning about an issue I've been trying to get my arms around because, the Girl Scout cookie thing. Girl Scout cookies are kind of a favorite product in our house every year.
Oh, yeah. They're yummy.
We've had a debate about, no, we're not buying Girl Scout cookies if any of that money is going to Planned Parenthood. Now, I've talked to local leaders. They say that doesn't happen. But I see some of the folks they've hired, and I think, what's going on here? So who's right?
Well, you're kind of both right. It is not an issue of money going to Planned Parenthood, although the national organization, Girl Scouts of America, does give money to the worldwide version. It's WAGS. I think it's World Organization. I can't remember what WAGS stands for, but it's World Association of Girl Guides. And they are in partnership with Planned Parenthood International, and I don't think no one disputes that. The former CEO of Girl Scouts of America, Kathy Clonigan, has said publicly twice that they partner with Planned Parenthood. But it's not about money. It's about access to the girls and about information. So, they will say on their website that we don't take a position on abortion yet. And by the way, it's just not liberal views on abortion. I mean, it's the environment, it's the ACLU. So the groups that they send the girls to work on their badges and get information from is the left. The women that they hold up as heroes for these girls are the antithesis of the people that I believe are heroes, and most of your listeners believe are heroes. It's women like Gloria Steinem, who, by the way, to this day, takes the time and effort and purposely brags to young girls, including teenagers. I've seen it happen, that she's very happy she had an abortion. I mean, she literally promotes abortion. Betty Friedan was on their board for 12 years. There's a lot of overlap between people on their board in the past, and I understand it may be getting a little better, which I hope that's true, between people who've been on the board and people that are on the board of Human Rights Campaign. So it's, you know, it's not always overt, but it's sort of under the radar, a subtle lurch to the left that started in the 70s. They took loyalty out of the oath. The Catholic Archdiocese stopped supporting them in the 70s because of their lurch to the left on abortion. In 1993, they made God optional in the pledge, and then they've just been infiltrated by people from the left. Now, let me just say, Scott, there are really great people still involved in Girl Scouts of America, especially on the local level.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This seems to me like, some of the leadership has been radicalized almost.
That's right. And what I would say is, look, let's take it back. You know, the left was very intentional, and this is just one example. The left was very thoughtful and strategic, starting in the 70s, about infiltrating institutions, whether it's universities, whether it's, community organizations, and putting their stamp on it, their philosophy on it, and therefore bringing converts to their philosophy on it. Why aren't we doing that? they were way better at it. We need to make sure that we buy ourselves on the right boards so we can make sure that people are doing the right thing, that at least there's a neutrality. By the way, you can go work with, and this is a quote from the manual, reproductive health advocacy groups, which is code for abortion rights, to work on a badge, but you cannot get any credit for working with a pro-life group. So there is no parity here. It is definitely the leadership of the left leaning. There are definitely good people that are scout leaders that try to protect their girls and don't adhere to those philosophies. But we need to make sure that we're doing a better job of policing the institutions around us. Never turn our kids over to someone without actually seeing what they're being encouraged to do and read and research in order to earn their badges or whatever it is. But it's incumbent upon us to make sure we're doing a better job to have our philosophy out there and competing in the marketplace of ideas.
Absolutely, which is why we love that Penny Nance is the president of the Concerned Women for America, because you're out there fighting, sorting all this stuff out for us, and we appreciate it. And Yana Myrdal, by the way, and the team in North Dakota are doing a great job on a lot of really important legislation at the local level as well that really is getting attention across the nation. So keep fighting, Penny, and thanks for joining us today.
I will. We appreciate it, and we're so proud of Yana. It's important. All those pro-life amendments that she's working on, all of that, we support her, and we appreciate all you all are doing in North Dakota. Thank God there's still good people.
Yeah, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Concerned Veterans for America, when we come back live in Washington. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Washington, D.C. We're actually up on Capitol Hill today for our broadcast. We're coming to you today from what is actually just right next door to the Capitol, the NRSC, National Republican Senatorial Committee. And tomorrow we will be at the Speaker's office in Washington, D.C. And looking forward to guests tomorrow on the program. We have former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty will be joining us, who now chairs the Financial Roundtable. We're going to chat with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We're going to chat with the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, talk about some of the farm bill issues. And there's others, but I can't remember exactly who's all. I know, Kristi Noem. Congresswoman Kristi Noem of South Dakota will be on the program tomorrow. And we're hoping to catch up with Senator John Thune tomorrow. So later in the program today, we're going to be chatting with the folks from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. They're among the folks up here lobbying on behalf of their members. We want to thank them for their sponsorship of our broadcast from Washington, D.C. And, you know, credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. Here's the deal. Credit unions are different. Unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions actually return their earnings back to their members here at home. And that comes in the form of lower rates and reduced fees. What's not to love, right? Credit unions know their members, have an appreciation for what makes the local services great: family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and, of course, the freedom to make local decisions. So if you're a credit union member, you already know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, I have a website for you to jot down and visit at some point today, a smarterchoice.org, asmartercHoice.org, to see which a credit union can show you the advantage of a credit union membership. Check that out, folks, and we appreciate their sponsorship. We're going to chat with some of the folks that are up here doing the Lord's work for the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, meeting with the members of Congress. And we were lucky enough to be their guests at an Eddie Money concert on Sunday night as part of the gathering of credit union folks from all across the country. You get it? Credit Union, Eddie Money? I mean, you know, this is pure genius, folks. The only disappointment was he didn't sing Take Me Home Tonight, and I've still not gotten over that. But every other Eddie Money song that I've been singing in the shower ever since I knew I was going to be going to an Eddie Money concert, he did. You know, A Baby Hold On, you know, Two Tickets to Paradise, all of those fine things. So anyway, that was great fun. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to meet a guest from one of our favorite organizations here in Washington, D.C. that fights for men and women in the United States military. Jesse Jane Duff will be here, a retired Marine with Concerned Veterans for America. Next hour, Senator Heidi Heitkamp joins us on the program. And in our 10 o'clock hour today, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. And Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to take your calls on any and all issues. If you can't wait, you can have your questions or comments in nice and early for Congressman Cramer at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. And all you do when you call is press 1, get your questions or comments in as well on the program. We'd like to welcome Jesse Jane Duff, who's been a guest of ours on the phone before, but never in person. And nice to have her joining us on Capitol Hill on our special Washington, D.C. broadcast brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. And Jesse is a retired Marine who works with Concerned Veterans for America. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here on this snowy morning.
Yes. Not easy to get around the nation's capital today, is it?
No, we're kind of paralyzed when we hit snow.
No, it's kind of funny for us Heartlanders, you know. We it's like a video game we're watching. We're amused by it, you know.
Yes, real Americans get that this is normal.
This stuff happens, for crying out loud. Yeah. So two things I want to talk to you a little bit about today. One is the proposed cuts to the military, and specifically what Secretary Hagel proposed this week of championing this idea that, oh boy, we could have an army smaller than we had prior to World War II, as if that was a good thing. What's going on?
You know, what's really bothersome to me is that there are, we have a very lovely administration that's an anti-war crowd. So they're basing everything on a best-case scenario, not the worst-case scenario. And we can't live like this. Every time there's a war, people think this is the war of all wars. We're not going to go back to war. But guess what? The enemy has a vote. The enemy will decide whether we go back to war or not, not us. We don't have those decisions. And the military is one area that is covered by the Constitution. The military is here to protect and defend our nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And when we sit back and we start taking this as a lucrative project of money and flow, we're not realizing what its real purpose is. And when you look at the entitlement spending, that is what, in trillion-dollar digits. If anybody can get on their computer right now, Google entitlement spending, Medicaid, Medicare, they're expected to be bankrupt. And when you look at all the numbers that are going to be spent on spending on our debt deficit and our entitlement spending, every tax dollar is going to have to go to that, every single one. So, all right, you're going to go after the defense and not go after where your real money is being wasted?
Bottom line is we're balancing the federal budget. We're trying to get some fiscal restraint, which we could use a lot more, but on the backs of the men and women of the military, right, at the expense of our nation's defense. That's what's going on here.
Yeah, I have several concerns. I do expect that our numbers are going to drop because the wars have wound down. That's a logical expectation. The military has been treated very generously. There are problems within the military that we need to look at where spending is going.
The whole golden toilet thing, toilet seats, and some of the things you talk about, I mean, they're always used as, boy, this is just wasteful and everything else. So you're
there is waste, yes.
Right.
Strike Fighter, Google Strike Fighter. I love saying Google to people because they love doing it. But go Google Strike Fighter and you'll see how much money has been spent flushed down the golden toilet, so to speak, on a program that's never going to see the air. But also, we spend $50 billion on our health care costs for our active duty and our retired military personnel. $50 billion, that's more than all the payroll. So they are going to see increases in their health care costs. They are going to see cuts in the commissaries. But what I start becoming concerned with is when you say you're not going to do any pay increases and the cost of living for all of these soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines does go up in the communities that they live. Those costs will skyrocket. So many of these people, really, you're going to cut hundreds of thousands of soldiers and airmen. You're going to cut some of the A-10 program out of the Air Force. But now, meanwhile, the people that are still left, you're cutting their benefits. So why stay? You know, it becomes a little quandary here. Less than 1% serves this country. Less than 1% defends this nation. So you're talking a very small number of people that are going to get hit hard in their pocketbooks.
Here's one that worries me. They're talking about, you mentioned numbers as an example, okay? And Secretary Hagel was ballyhooing the fact that the Special Operations Forces would go up by 6%. I love special ops, best of the best, right? And certainly nimble, and you take on folks like Bin Laden or whatever you got to do. But raising the Special Forces by 6% is like 3,000 personnel. Meanwhile, they're talking about taking the Army to what? 100,000 less.
So
how do we jump up and down over 3,000 added in Special Forces, but yawn when 100,000 less are going to be in the Army, right?
You know, the reality is you have to be able to maintain two wars at one time because you never know. Again, the enemy has a vote in this. But what's interesting is the Military Times reported that DOD is got a five-year spending of $115 billion over the budget caps and ignoring sequestration. So I'm very confused when I see these articles that are demonstrating that the spending is going to go up, and then meanwhile you're slamming your personnel costs. So where's this money going? What are we doing? And I think Congress is going to have our Senate and the House is going to have a very good opportunity now to say, fine, you want to make cuts with DOD? What are you doing about your entitlement spending? What are you doing that's going to bankrupt this nation? Because you're not going to just cut. When you look at the levels of money that has gone into DOD since 1990. They have escalated during the Iraq-Afghanistan conflict, and now they're coming back down. But when you look at the same levels of spending on your entitlement spending, it has ballooned beyond what anybody could example. You look at a pie chart or a bar graph, and DOD has escalated, plateaued, and now is going back down. It hasn't. Whereas, meanwhile, you've got your entitlement spending that has just skyrocketed. We've got serious problems when we've got more people living off of the government than providing to the government. And our military is one area where we should be generous with the spending for those military personnel who are putting their lives on the line.
No kidding. What can our listeners do?
Well, there's lots of things that listeners can do, and I always tell people that are actively involved politically, write a handwritten letter to your Senate and your House, handwritten. These emails and the blasts that a lot of people want to send out, yeah, they're nice, but they're just a numbers check. If you write a handwritten letter, your representative will read it. Also, if you want to get involved with Concerned Veterans for America, we are about preserving the policies and freedom that we all fought and dedicated ourselves, our lives to. You don't have to be a veteran. We're not about bloated spending. We want to see reform. We want to see cuts. We want a more effective and more efficient government. I'm for a smaller government and a bigger army, not a smaller army and a bigger government, the way we're going now. And now we are enabling all of our citizens to become so dependent upon government assistance and support. That's not what I defended. I defended freedom. I defended a country where a business could thrive and prosper and not worry about going out of business because of excess taxes on Obamacare. I'm about a better, stronger economy. So if you're for veterans, support veterans, like a veteran, you are a veteran. Check us out, concernedveteransforamerica.org.
And just an extraordinary organization led by a great Minnesotan, Pete Hegseth, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, he likes cold weather, too.
And we love Pete, and we're rooting for him in that Senate race out there. But I tell you what, maybe the good Lord had this all figured out, because you need him fighting these battles on behalf of veterans, without question.
Yes.
Only about a minute left, but I do want to ask you a little bit about this. Have you seen the story about some of the conversations on VA benefits?
And oh, God.
What's going on there? Just forget them. What do we do about the VA backlog and the games they're playing there?
We've got legislation. There is legislation being led by Representative Hunter out of Florida right now, and Marco Rubio in the Senate has signed on with a co-signed bill. Basically, we are going to demand that the VA fire or hold their executives accountable. You're looking at records right now that were in the Seattle area, as I recall, that were being thrown out because they were older than 2001. I can't even fathom being a veteran with a disability that is pending a benefit, and my record just completely disappears.
By design. Get rid of it. Yeah.
To
make it go away.
Because their system is designed to affect what is the numbers in their backlogs instead of a results-oriented system like you would see in private enterprise. How many veterans have you addressed and corrected versus how big is your backlog? And when you have a system that's grading people on how big their backlog is, you are going to have this kind of mismanagement. We have one executive that got $80,000 in bonuses over 4 years, and he had 5 deaths on his watch that were due to mismanagement. Another one, $65,000 of bonuses in 4 years, and he had a severe backlog in his region. We've got over 400,000, we've got close to 400,000 veterans in a backlog waiting benefits, meaning it takes over 125 days. They're in the backlog. Average wait time, 342 days, but I could get on food stamps in less than a month.
What is wrong with this picture?
It's upside down, and a nation is graded by how it treats its veterans, and if you can't treat your veterans well, then what are you doing?
Unbelievable. I really love the idea of handwritten notes, so I hope folks take you up on that. And concernedveteransforamerica.org is going to give you all the information you need if you want to be able to make sure you have the specifics on these issues. Jesse, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thanks for traipsing through the snow to come see us here on Capitol Hill.
It was just a dusting. Let's not scare the listeners.
Yeah, no, it's a piece of cake. It's funny here. It's a blizzard to them. You know, it's just a little bit of wet snow. This is the average day. Thanks, Jesse. Good to see you. Thank you very much. Jesse Jane Duff, a retired Marine with Concerned Veterans for America. I don't like that word retired Marine because, once a leather neck, always a leather neck, right?
Well, it's actually retainer pay. That means they could call me back. They did do it in Desert Storm. They called a lot of retirees at that.
America would be better off for it if we had you there fighting, Jesse. Thank you so much. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Live in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill today. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us next hour. Senator Heitkamp next hour. Congressman Cramer the hour after that. Talk Radio Town Hall is Wednesday. It is we can't do broadcasts like this without the help of sponsors. We do want to thank our folks, our friends from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas for bringing you our special broadcast this week. And we have a couple of gentlemen here that are going to talk a little bit about what credit union members are doing in Washington, D.C., talking to members of Congress, and the chair of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas is here, as well as a member of the Credit Union Association staff, Steve Davis. Steve is the it's not Steve Davis.
It is Steve Davis.
It is Steve Davis. I'm sorry. All right. Jeff looked up like I was saying something wrong. So there's a fellow radio guy, former radio guy. I thought maybe I messed something up. And Jeff Olson of the Credit Union Association of Dakota. Steve, Jeff, how are you guys?
Doing very well.
Good. In addition to being chair of the Credit Union Association of Dakota, Steve also is the CEO of Capital Credit Union. And let's do a commercial for Capital Credit Union. First of all, where is Capital located?
Well, thank you, Scott. First of all, it's been a great week in Washington and truly an honor to be
here with you this morning. A Capital Credit Union is a community-based credit union out of Bismarck, North Dakota. We have 9 branches that are in the Bismarck-Mandan area, New Salem, Hazen and Beulah, and all the way out now in the Fargo area. So we're excited to be in some of the new markets and ready to serve members.
That sounds good. And there seems to be, Jeff, in general, credit unions growing, expanding. You're seeing new buildings and new locations and a vibrancy to the credit unions right now in the Dakotas. Am I right?
Well, I think that's a true statement. Credit unions are thriving a little bit across the country. We have 210,000 members in North Dakota, which is a pretty significant number. And as you know, credit unions are financial cooperatives, and so they're member-owned. And so I think people are seeing the difference. You know, there is a difference between banks and credit unions. We are not for profit, and so any profit we make goes right back into the credit union and back into the members. Nothing wrong with the for-profit bank model. We've been working together in tandem for 100 years, but people are seeing the difference and enjoying the credit union financial cooperative model.
And how is it, Steve, interacting with members of Congress? What issues do you take to them? And I would imagine with a footprint like you bring in for these meetings, you get their attention, huh?
Absolutely, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I've been with Jeff and Robbie and the QAD team for years coming to this conference and hiking the hill. And you hear a lot about the process and the political machine, and really once you're exposed to it, you understand we're dealing with people, people that get up every day just like we do, and they want to hear our voice. They want to hear what we have to say, and I would encourage all of your listeners to, in some way, become part of that process. It's a story that we tell, and they listen and do the best that they can for our industry and others.
It's integral too, isn't it? I mean, Steve's right. If you don't engage in that process, you're missing out. You need to get in front of these folks.
That's exactly true. And, you know, we have a great opportunity with a couple of key appointments here in our committees with Senator Heitkamp on the Senate Banking Committee. Senator Johnson is the chair of the Senate Banking Committee from South Dakota. You know, and Senator Hovind, having grown up in the financial industry as a family banker, they understand our issues. And, you know, and actually, we do have a lot of differences between the for-profit banks, but we're here basically talking about the same issues. Some of the regulatory burdens that are coming down the pike. We need our credit unions to be here today. They're volunteers. These are people that don't get paid to be on a board of the credit union. There are some credit union professionals here, but they're going to tell their story. Things like the target breach, how it impacted their credit union, what it cost their credit union, and how it affects their members. Some of the regulatory burdens on privacy notifications, you get that every year from your credit union, from your bank. They're required by law to do that. And really, it doesn't make any sense because unless a credit union or a bank changes their privacy notifications or their privacy policies, you really don't need to send that mailing out. It costs us.
Post office loves it.
Yes, they do. They like it.
But I mean, that guy put them all in file 13 as soon as you get them. I mean, does anybody read them?
I don't know. Yeah. I would guess not.
Yeah, so I hear you. It makes sense. And all you do is end up passing that burden on the consumer anyway. Right?
Well, the thing is, if you do make a policy change in your privacy notification, then I think people will, and if you get that notice every so often when the policy's changed, they'll pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And that's one of our arguments.
How many folks are along from the Dakotas?
I would say we have in the 30s, don't we, Jeff?
We actually have 58 from North Dakota that are up here today.
58 North Dakotans.
Yeah, as soon as Congressman Kramer leaves here, we're going to his office. So 58 from North Dakota, and we have 24 from South Dakota that will be meeting with the South Dakota delegation.
And I got to think that's pretty rare to have that kind of representation from an organization up here. You know, I mean, obviously they see one or two. I was with yesterday of all the congressional members for the Broadcast Association with 3 of us, right?
Yeah.
And we'd run into the Barley folks. There'd be 3 of them, you know, and the Prairie Public folks, 2 of them, but you've got some massive numbers here.
That's a terrific response. You know, I've been coming out here for 6 years with the Credit Unions Association, and that's our best turnout that we've had from North Dakota. We average 25, 30 a year. Again, these credit union folks are passionate about their credit unions, and they're passionate about what's happening here in Congress, and they pay attention, and they like to come here and tell their story.
That's awesome. Jeff, thanks. Appreciate it. Jeff Olson, leadership of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. His boss is here, Robbie Thompson, who's the president and CEO of that organization. And 58, well, no, you're with the, that's just North Dakotans.
That's just North Dakotans.
You're inching up towards 100 folks representing the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Storm and Capitol Hill. What did you call it, the Hill Hike, Steve?
Hike the Hill.
Yes. Hike the Hill, yes, they're hiking the hill today. Steve Davis of Capital Credit Union, now in Fargo, by the way, for our Fargo listeners, and, of course, all throughout the state of North Dakota as well. Thank you, Steve, appreciate it.
Thank you kindly.
Steve Cheer is the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and they're going to join us a little later on in the program as well. We'll continue live in Washington. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.